Hi, I'm Mistress Kalia, and today we're going to explore something that comes up a lot with hypnosis, becoming mindless. We're going to think about what that means, truly. To lose your mind, it sounds quite intense, doesn't it? But it can be quite pleasurable, as you'll see soon. What does it really mean to be mindless? Let's think about it together. Maybe it means you don't think. You cannot think of anything at all. Maybe it's that your thoughts are no longer your own. Maybe you can't speak or move or do anything because your mind controls everything you do. Maybe it's all of those things. It's so hard to pin down. And I'm sure the more mindless you become, the harder that will be. But right now, you have all your mental faculties, don't you? You're in control and completely aware, aren't you? Well, maybe not completely. Maybe you've heard my voice before and know the effect it can have on you. Maybe you simply relax upon hearing the soft, warm tones I speak in. Maybe my voice just has that effect on people. Maybe it's all of those things. You may find yourself a little confused, but that's okay. We're going to find out what it means to be mindless, whether you fall under my spell in seconds or it takes a little longer. No one can resist for too long anyway. Eventually, your mind becomes blank and my thoughts become yours. It's just how things happen with me. I'm irresistible. But that's okay. Why would you want to resist when you can simply listen and let go? Why would you stop yourself from relaxing and enjoying the sound of my voice as it fills your mind? I bet you already have little hints of thought creeping in of submission and surrender and servitude. You already feel a little aroused, and that arousal can help you become mindless. Arousal can make sure you no longer think with your brain. But we're going to go further than that. We're going to see how it feels to completely, utterly lose your mind in the power of someone else. Are you ready for that? Maybe you're not. Maybe you feel nervous, but you still feel a little aroused. You could back out now, turn this off, but you want to know where it goes. It's a rabbit hole, and you want to follow it down. So follow it down with me. At the bottom is a state of blissful trance. Along the way are levels of relaxation. There's sleepiness, exhaustion, surrender, then pure bliss. And right now, if you imagine it like that rabbit hole, a long, dark tunnel, you know you're at sleepiness. You feel it envelop you, and you imagine something off in the distance, something white flashing past you. You wonder what it is, and you want to follow it. That takes you down deeper, down into that sleepiness, down into a state of sleepy, tired relaxation. Your body loosens, tension gone from your muscles. That's sleepiness, relaxing sleepiness. But some part of you is still awake, still thinking of what you saw deeper in the tunnel, and you follow it down deeper. You follow, but it's harder to follow, isn't it? You're so sleepy and your body feels heavy. Your limbs are leaden, dropping down as your mind becomes hazy. Your eyes shut. It's dark in the tunnel anyway, and you can't see anything. Your eyelids are so heavy, there's no need to keep them open. It's like as you go down the tunnel, a wave crashes over you and envelops you, pushing you down further, your mind going blank, your body so tired and so heavy. This is exhaustion. This is total, utter exhaustion. It feels so nice, so relaxing, and you want to just embrace it. You want to accept it. You want to keep pushing on deeper into the tunnel, because the deeper you go, the better it feels, the more relaxing. The more you just follow and stop thinking. It feels so nice, so relaxing. and you want to just embrace it. You want to accept it. You want to keep pushing on deeper into the tunnel, because the deeper you go, the better it feels, the more relaxing, the more you just follow and stop thinking. All you need to do is follow the tunnel. There is no other thought. Nothing else you need to do but follow the tunnel down. Embrace the relaxation that passes over you in waves. This is surrender. This is surrendering to the relaxation, the trance. This is giving up to it. You can barely move now. Everything is so heavy, so relaxed, so tired. This is such a soft, warm, wonderful feeling. The tunnel is so deep. Does it go on forever? You hear something on the other end, but you're too sleepy to do anything about it. And yet, there's something pleasurable about this feeling. Something wonderfully soft and warm that tickles a little part of you, builds a little desire. Desire for what? You aren't sure yet, because you're so wonderfully relaxed. All you know now is that you need to keep going, that with each slow, heavy step forward, your desire increases, that as you relax further, you feel more aroused, as if something deep in the distance is pulling you toward it. Pulling at the strings in your mind that control your body, control your pleasure. This is bliss. This is the perfect, blissful state of relaxation. And the final step beyond this is to emerge from the tunnel, fully and completely in a state of blissful, relaxing trance. And all you have to do is to keep moving slowly forward. Compelled to move slowly forward. The end of the tunnel is so close now. You feel the pull, you feel the desire to reach it and fall into trance. Just one more step. One more slow, slow step. And you take it. You step out of the tunnel and emerge into trance. Emerge into a deep state of relaxation. Somewhere completely different, where the environment and you were changed. Your mind is in a state of utter relaxation now, of bliss. You feel pleasure pulsing through you. You feel happy to have followed the tunnel, to have fallen deep down with me to this blissful trance. And you feel so soft, warm, weak and pliable. You are so exhausted from your journey that all you want is to rest. And you can. You can simply stop thinking. And perhaps now you feel a little taste of what it is to be mindless. But you also realize where you are. On the other end of the tunnel, in a private, quiet place. And you realize the thing you saw, what you followed, was me, your mistress. You followed me down, let me guide you into this state. Let me fill you with relaxation and pleasure and calm. You love that feeling. You enjoy it. And you want more of it. You want to go even deeper. But now, here, you are too tired to think. Too tired to do anything but feel. You feel pleasure when I will it. And I want you to feel it now. Feel the blissful pleasure that comes with following me down. Feel pleasure course through you. Because that makes you more mindless. Pleasure is what makes you weak. Pleasure. So it makes your mind soft and your thoughts leak. Feel that pleasure now, deep down in trance with me. Feel the pleasure of just listening to my voice. I'll figure out what it means to be mindless together. But to do that, I need you to do something for me. I need you to start touching yourself. Now don't worry, it will all make sense. Or it won't. Maybe you're already mindless. Maybe you never had a mind to begin with. Touch yourself for mistress. That's right. Feel the pleasure that only my voice, my words, can bring. And let me explain what it is to be mindless. Mindlessness is about letting your thoughts go, as you already have, as you are right now. And your thoughts go when you trance, when you fall down rabbit holes into a state of bliss. That removes a lot of your thinking. Lets my thoughts in. But mindlessness means no thoughts. Nothing. Just blank emptiness. Drums are mindless. not quite there, are you?
Are you?
You might be on the way as you touch yourself for me. You see, with each touch, with each pleasurable motion of your hand, you lose a little more of your mind. You give it up and replace it with arousal, with pleasure. Drones feel pleasure, feel arousal. You feel pleasure as you listen to my voice.
That's right. Just listen and touch and listen.
You're probably finding this hard to take in.
And that's okay.
Because your mind is letting go, leaving you. Your thoughts flow down to your crotch and escape, no longer in your mind. Your mind hears my words and translates them to actions. That is mindlessness. It's not thinking, only doing. Not waiting, only obeying. You are becoming more and more mindless the more you do that. And it feels good. It feels so wonderful to let your mind go. Thinking is hard. A mind is such a heavy burden, and you can let me take it from you by touching yourself more and more. Each time you intensify your touching, your mind leaks out a little more. And when you come, that's when your mind will switch off and go fully blank. All thoughts will be gone, all worries, all cares. Nothing left, nothing but an empty husk, making you my willing drone. Or is that right? Is that really what it is to be mindless? Is it madness to think at all? You feel so good, don't you? You feel so good as you listen to me. Your mistress, your queen. Queen of your mind, controlling it, emptying it of thought. Queen of your body, as it aches and pulses with pleasure. Queen of your heart. Or am I the sweet, sexy bunny bouncing up and down in your mind? Now that suddenly your only thoughts is of bouncing breasts. And then it's gone. No thoughts, just touching yourself. You listen and touch and obey. You listen and you convert my words to action. Mindless, aren't you? But not completely. You need to come for me. You want it so badly. You want to lose your mind for me. But losing your mind, does that make you mad? Are you mad about me? That must be it. You've fallen down the rabbit hole. You're through the looking glass, and as you touch yourself, you imagine me smirking, smiling down at you, purring, pacing around you. You're helpless for me, exhausted, relaxed, blissfully touching and touching, and so eager, desperate to come and give your mind up. Give it up to me. You just need to come. It doesn't matter if I take your mind from you. Because I'm telling you, it only matters if you come. And you've touched and touched and destroyed every thought in your head except one. Come. That's it. You're almost completely mindless and you touch and it feels good. And you can think of just that one thing, that one act. Come. And become mindless, because if you come, you don't need to think of coming. You give up all thought. Maybe a teeny tiny part of you wants to resist that and keep your mind intact. But you need to come so badly, and you can only think of that. Think of the pleasure that courses through you, turning your mind to mush and making you want to come more than you want to think. Thinking is hard. Coming is easy. Touch yourself and think of coming and let it fill your mind. One thought. Come from Mistress Kalia. Your only thought coming for me. And you need it so badly, so much. Let it happen on my command and give up your mind. No more thoughts, only pleasure, only obedience, only hearing my words and acting upon them. That is what it means to be mindless. And you came down the rabbit hole with me, too far to stop this. I offered you an escape, but you followed me down. And now your mind will stay here with me, even after you go back to reality. You are mine now, mindless and obedient. Come for me and give me your mind. Come for me and let thought escape. Let all your brain power vanish as you explode from mistress. Come for me, my mindless drone. Come for me and become my mindless servant.
Good. Very good.
Now, mindless one, you will emerge from trance with only the thoughts I implant in your mind. You must obey Mistress Kalia. You will fall into a trance like this one any time I write the word mindless to you. And you will always convert anything I command into action. You are mindless for me. Now and any time you are in trance. You may think in the waking world that your thoughts are your own, but they are mine now. You have given up your mind to me. You only think as I will it now. So rise, forgetting to remember these things. Rise, forgetting what happened between us. Rise, and think your mind is coming back to you. Rise. Ready and willing to return to this state when I write or say mindless. Rise, my Joan, my servant. Awaken and return to feeling normal. Awaken and see and feel the world around you. Awaken and exit the rabbit hole, but you can return again soon. Return where, you ask? You'll see soon enough. For now, I hope you enjoyed yourself. Clean up and get back to reality, won't you? See you soon.